Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 10th from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 22,500 head, including 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 9,000 weaned calves, and 5,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know estimated time of loss sale or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. A lawsuit by RCAF USA seeks to block the Department of Agriculture's mandate of radio frequency identification, or RFID, ear tags for all animals required to have official identification. RCAF and other groups filed the lawsuit last week seeking an injunction against Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Administrator Kevin Shea, who together issued the RFID mandate in April of this year. Beginning January 1, 2023, USDA says all cattle and bison that are required to have official identification under current regulations must have official RFID ear tags. The lawsuit alleges that the USDA's mandate, along with the requirement that they obtain a premises identification number and the elimination of all other animal identification options currently available to U.S. cattle producers, violate current traceability regulations. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says the move by USDA shows USDA is catering to special interests, adding that the agency wants to gift RFID ear tag manufacturers even more profits. In addition to that case, the USDA is under other scrutiny as well. Food worker unions announced a lawsuit against the Department of Agriculture this week over the new swine slaughter modernization rule. The rule eliminates the line speed limits in pork slaughter facilities. United Food and Commercial Workers, along with other unions, filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop the rule. A spokesperson says increasing pork plant line speeds is not only a reckless giveaway to giant corporations, it will put thousands of workers in harm's way. The lawsuit alleges that the new rule violates the Administrative Procedure Act because it's not backed by reasoned decision-making. The group say that even at current line speeds, swine slaughter and processing workers face many risks on the job that can potentially lead to severe injury, illness, and death, adding that there is no evidence that line speed increases can be done in a manner that ensures food and workers' safety. Finally, today, the National Pork Board is reminding producers to add flu vaccinations to their fall priority list. Pork producers are working through the on-farm tasks ahead of winter, including a focus on ventilation and rodent control. However, the Pork Checkoff says farm managers should also prioritize flu vaccinations for everyone working on the farm. Heather Fowler, DVM, Director of Producer and Public Health for the Pork Council, says vaccinating farm employees is the best thing producers can do to protect their families, co-workers, and pigs from the flu. A seasonal flu vaccination is a public health recommendation and part of the One Health approach to protect people, pigs, and the global environment. Equally important, Fowler says farms need to have sick leave policies in place that encourage workers to stay home if they are suffering from flu-like respiratory symptoms. You got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.